The only thing thicker than our stouts is our beards. This is the perfect pour.
It's the perfect pour. It's a craft beer podcast. This is what you've stumbled into.
It's
welcome,
too late.
Come in.
Please.
Let's get you a beer.
Have a glass of champagne.
No, champagne here.
Have a glass of saison.
Have something sour.
Yes.
Yes, it's the perfect pour. Episode 70?
70?
I think so.
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too.
Because last one was 69, dude.
So, yeah, if my math is correct.
Yes.
Plus one. At 70. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And there's only two beards in here.
Two beards.
Mine's barely a beard.
I know.
Disrespectful to beards. The bearded brewer is ill this episode. So we're gonna just drink his beer.
There was air quotes around that too.
Yeah, come on, really?
Illin, yo. He said he was illin. That's mm-hmm. what he said.
I've got a cold.
A beer cold. That's what he's got.
Oh, very clever.
But we will try and get through without the bearded brewer.
This is how we do.
So. Pre-drinking, what we were drinking before we started recording, we had
cold beer,
5 a.m. red ale from Brewdog. Normally, you gotta say Brewdog.
They would have been like, I've never heard of Brewdog.
Brewdog.
What's a Brewdog?
Brewdog.
That's hella wrong, bro.
Brewdog.
It's a yeah.
That's my review too. It's a yeah.
It's all right. It's an ale.
Yeah.
I haven't had a whole, you know, I love the BrewDog show, and I love those guys, but I've yet to have a BrewDog that I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I think it's because they don't do anything straight, you know, they do everything different. So
meat drippings in a beer.
Yeah, which is appreciated, but also
Alaskan pine
cones. It's hard to latch on to something as being like a go-to from BrewDog, because I know they do have some staples, but
yeah. Either that or we're just not seeing the ultra crazy stuff, you know. We get just whatever the distributors think is gonna sell.
Yeah. So, that's what we have. That was a 5% ale, red ale. There
you
go.
Easy drinker. There's your sesh beer.
And then we had 2014 Norwal, Sierra Nevada.
I could sleep with this beer.
You love it?
Sweet loving.
Does it come out this time of year, every year, normal?
Yeah, seasonal. It's a seasonal beer.
It's an October kind of thing.
I don't know. My memory is crap. So I always think it's September, but then here it is November and it's just showing up. So
right.
Yeah, it is definitely later part of the year and it lasts till about through January.
Okay. Because that's what I was going to ask is like how far, like when is it? At the point where you don't see it around anymore.
I want to say around the time Hoptimum comes out. It's usually springtime, right?
Okay, yep.
I think they only like put one crazy high ABV beer out, you know, per quarter or per season.
But what's the other one that's out now? Not the barrel aged Narwhal,
the other seasonal from.
Yeah.
The Celebration?
Celebration, but the other stouty one. I don't know that seasonal, but you mentioned it earlier before we started recording.
Stouty.
Now I completely forgot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That one.
great.
We'll go back to it.
We'll go back to that. It's from Sierra?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll think about this. Thinking.
Damn it.
Thinking.
Damn it, beer.
Silence.
It's hard enough to think without beer, but then, you know, you have beer and it's like, gosh.
Yeah, so many beers. Can't do it.
So, is Norwal one of the things you look forward to the most as far as seasonal stuff?
Yeah, Norwal is not... I still like Old Rasputin a wee bit better than this one, but man, this is a really close second. I look forward to this one every year. And I've collected 3 years now. I've got a 12, 13, and now 14.
Oh. So you got a 12, 13 in your beer, your fridge?
In my... My mega cellar. My huge, gigantic, tiny wine fridge that I turned into a beer cellar. yeah, there's a couple of narwhals in there. And I did, last year I did 2012 and 13 side by side, and they were pretty close. Not much had changed in my inexperienced palate anyway. So maybe now the 12 will actually show some difference next to the 14. Until Sierra Nevada knocked it out of the park this year, going hardcore with the barrel-aged version.
Barrel-aged.
Barrel-aged. Narwhal.
Yeah, the barrel-aged now, that's all the rage. The bombers, does it just come in the 22s?
That's all I've seen. I don't know if you go to the brewery, what else you would get.
Yeah.
Like we had the maple stout on here. That was a brewery-only release.
Right.
Bomber style.
Right.
So I'm guessing, yeah, you don't, maybe not this year. If it's popular enough, I bet next year we see a 12-ounce version.
Hmm. Now, because when the Barrel Age came out, initially it got this huge buzz around town. And that gave me the sense of like, oh, get it now because it's just all going to be gone. But I see it everywhere right now at the moment. Like every store that would carry Barrel Aged Narwhal has it and has it aplenty at the moment, it seems like.
Yeah. I hate to keep ragging on it, but even BevMo's got it. BevMo owned it up with at least three cases.
Uh-huh.
So either we got a crap ton of it and it's not moving like they thought.
Right.
Which I kind of think everyone might be holding out for Firestone.
Oh.
We just had Velvet Merkin and now 18th is getting ready to come out.
See, that's, thank you, Velvet Merkin was what I was thinking of. I got confused thinking it was a Sierra product.
No, apparently some of that has resurfaced. That got sold out quick.
Okay, the Velvet Merkin got sold out.
That did not last long.
But I swear that Whole Foods had like this huge stack. They made this huge stack of it like out in front of the sushi. Wasn't that
the Merkin?
Yeah, wasn't that the Velvet Merkin six packs? It was coming in six packs.
Velvet Merlin.
Oh, okay.
So Merlin.
See, the Merkin Merlin gets me confused.
Yeah, so it's like Narwhal and barrel aged Narwhal. That's the same deal. Merkin or Merlin, and then they barrel age it and blend it and call it Merkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, now if you're gonna have a six pack of the Narwhal barrel aged or not barrel aged, which would you rather have?
A six-pack?
Yeah.
Oh, I would totally do a barrel-aged six-pack.
So, like, the barrel-aged is definitively better stouty.
Yeah, it's just richer and heavier, but it's also 13%.
Oh, okay.
So to do a bomber of that by yourself, man, it's personal beer fest territory.
Personal beer fest.
Yeah, you better have nothing
to
do.
No responsibilities at home.
And I'm talking like into 12 noon the next day, you better have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You don't start with barrel aged. You start with maybe a regular Narwhal.
So really the only reason to not to choose regular Narwhal is just the alcohol content. Otherwise,
even this is at 10%.
Yeah.
This is no slouch.
But otherwise, taste-wise, always barrel-aged over non-barrel-aged Narwhal.
Yeah, you almost, it's weird. Once you get the taste for it.
I need that barrel. Where's the barrel?
Where's the barrel?
This is regular. I don't taste any barrel.
This is so regular.
So right now, we're going
to... Narwhal might as well be a porter at that point.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Is it now... A porter, I mean, I'm going to expose my one naiveness to the dark arts. But a porter is just, porter. Is it really just less alcohol than a stout? I mean, what is a definitive trait between a porter and a stout? Or maybe I'm putting you on a hot seat.
Once upon a time, it may have been, you know, a stout was the big brother to porter.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have imperial porters and yeah. porters that are getting to 6, 7, 8, 9%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure traditionally porter was your session, you know, black ale.
Uh-huh.
And stout was the IPA.
Okay.
If that's too bold of a statement. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, beer fans. But, yeah, porter, you know, porter was supposed to be around the Irish dry stout territory, 4 or 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what...
So, yeah, porter is like the pale to an IPA. What pale is to IPA, porter is to stout.
Pretty much, yeah. That's a good way to put it. Better than my session IPA reference. But, you know, porters were developed... Here's your history lesson. For the blue-collar working class of England mm-hmm. in the ports.
On the ports.
Working in the port, governor. Need a beer.
I need a beer.
So they would go get porters, and they... just gravitated toward these dark beers, and so they got named after the guys who drank them. Simple as that. No,
boom.
No frills, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they figured out if they put a little more flavor to it, that's when it became a stout.
Get some more alcohol in there. And now we got a stout.
Really kicked it up, and that's where the Imperial Russian stouts came from. They just grained the heck out of them. Got the sugar up, got the alcohol up. Made you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to have a coffee brown from St. Archer. St. Archer out of San Diego, of course.
Whee!
Makes an incredibly nice pale, pretty good IPA. And?
And the white ale just winning an award.
Oh,
at
yeah.
the GABF.
And I don't think I've had the coffee brown here.
I don't think anybody outside of San Diego has had the coffee brown before. Oh, I mean, we have because we've been to San Diego.
We've been there.
Yeah. But this is really new for St. Archer bottling the coffee brown. And
this was part of my San Diego haul. There's still one or two things left from it. And this was one of them.
Oh, Bearded Brewer, you're missing out.
Uh-huh.
We had this on Nitro.
Sorry, Matt.
Down at a place called The Local in San Diego.
The Local in San Diego.
And it was fantabulous down there.
Mm.
Oh. Very strange.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
What's strange?
I liked your little 311. Wham, ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. The carbonation, it's like a carbonated coffee, carbonated cold coffee. There's uh-huh. like no beeriness to it.
Yeah, I'm not getting the alcohol.
No, very coffee, very light.
So much.
Very drinkable. This is. I'd be surprised if there's any alcohol in this. The nitro is much richer. It even looks thin. It like, I don't know.
It's a 6%.
That's more than I thought. I was thinking this was going to be 4.5 or 5.
Keep cold. Do not age. 6%. You don't want to age that.
I wonder if there's the coffee just starts dropping off. Just becomes like a brown water.
Right. Damn, yeah, the coffee's not as much. Like, I'm used to Tioga's.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And the coffee is really punches you in the face with Tioga. So this coffee is definitely muted in comparison. But it's still there. It's good.
This is really good. I am sad now. Hopefully they got this on the coast. Aren't they getting St. Archer? They are getting St. Archer.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Modern Times that just showed up.
Gotta go to Morro Bay, man.
Let's go. Right now. Get in the car.
Bottle liquor is just
oh, man. I love that place because you're standing there in the cooler section And guys keep walking right past you because they put the Coors Light in the very back of the beer section.
Yep.
So everybody just keeps walking right. God damn it, this guy's in my way.
Yep. It's tight quarters in there. Yeah, everyone keeps having to walk by you while you're standing staring at the doors of the real stuff.
So there, I bet there's tons of coffee brown sitting there on the shelves.
Yeah, I get it in more in the aroma than I do the...
Yeah, the flavor kind of drops off. The nose. Maybe it's the shape of my glass.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be an Old English episode.
Apparently. So there you go. We're caught up on what we're drinking.
And good night.
And good night. So, the big news. We got to cover it. Everyone's been covering it. We're covering it too now, damn it.
Yeah.
We already went through the 10 barrel stuff last week.
Well, they called us first, but we don't podcast till days later. Right. So, you know.
Sorry. We do it once a week, damn it.
Damn it.
Alpine. the huge,
what are they doing?
Biggest indie cred in Southern California, Alpine, the IPA lover's dream, the what Russian River is to Northern California, Alpine is to Southern California.
Wow.
And they were just bought by Green Flash.
Strange.
A big, probably the number two brewer in San Diego as far as volume-wise, I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't know the stats, but just in a general sense, I always felt like Green Flash is probably number two to Stone as far as moving product. And so we have instead of a big brewer like AB InBev buying a craft beer brewer like 10 Barrel, we have a big craft beer brewer buying a little craft beer brewer.
So my fear is, what did they just start?
Yeah, I know. Is that just going to start a huge trend now? Like, is Stone going to start buying
mini conglomerations,
breweries?
Yeah, instead of collabs, they're just going to buy a whole brewery and then
somebody comes up to, hey, you want to do a collab? How about I just buy you?
I could buy you,
and then I'll just collab all over your face.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow.
But I mean, they said that everything's just going to stay the same outside of just being able to brew more, I assume. So, like, all the same people are in place. The same Alpine people are in place, from what I read. So
yeah, no, I read that too, but I give that a year.
Yeah, then they're just going to be, like, retired. Like, the Alpine guys are just like,
yeah,
hey, man. Like, time to retire.
The Alpine guy is going to show up at a store one day and see his beloved IPA in six packs.
Ooh.
And go, what the fuck, what the man?
Apparently they've been brewing the Alpine stuff. Green Flash has been brewing Alpine stuff for a little, since last year.
Yeah. And which they made it sound like they were having trouble expanding. Like, I don't understand. Were they just too far out of the way or not making enough to sell enough?
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand how, like, because Alpine, it doesn't seem like it's, I mean, somebody from San Diego, like a boy Mike Sardina or somebody, 3B Zine Boys, could know this better, but it doesn't seem like they've been producing more beer in this past year since they've been, apparently Green Flash has been helping them out. So, I mean, hopefully this means that they will produce more of it and we can get Alpine a little bit easier, hopefully.
Well, yeah, and you always
I still don't expect it to come up here, but...
Well, it could, though. I mean, Green Flash distributes up here heavily.
Yeah, Green Flash is pretty big up here. Yeah, so
we might get a morsel here and there.
Maybe.
Get a little teaser. Or they'll just do a full collab and we'll just, you know, get a Green Flash with a... Alpine recipe and stuff.
Right, that'd be cool. As long as whatever, hey, if it means we're gonna get more Alpine,
woohoo! Then hell yeah,
it's a good thing.
I'm not against it.
I'm just
it's so strange a brewery buying another brewery. Like,
yeah,
that's where we're at in craft beer now.
Yeah, like it's I'm trying to think why Alpine. would just personally want, like, I'm thinking, I'm trying to put myself in Alpine's place,
mm-hmm.
and I've grown this huge indie beer geek brewery that only beer geeks know about, and their huge reputation. Street cred. I was talking about street cred last week. Alpine's got huge street cred.
Yeah.
And you can't buy, you can't manufacture, you know, you can't.
Oh, Green Flash just did.
Yeah. Can't, except now Green Flash did, I guess. But yeah.
No, like, well,
you can't
maybe
buy
it was
street cred. But.
Yeah.
And so I guess if you're Alpine, you're like, I'm going to have more money in my pocket, and I'm gonna be able to have my beer out there more.
Yeah.
So
why not?
Why not do it? But then now, I don't know how these work exactly, but it seems like now you're an employee of Green Flash.
Yeah.
Even though you've got still Alpine, you're still in your business.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've got to, like, in Hollywood, like, you're an actor, and then now you've got a producer over your head, like, giving you notes. It's like, so now...
Star Wars got bought out by a bigger company? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like Disney or somebody bought Star Wars. It'd be
that'd
like
be weird.
Lucasfilm. You can just see down the road, like, at some point, like, you just got to wonder how hands-off Green Flash would be with Alpine. Like, are they just 100% not giving them any advice, not giving them any notes? They're just, they can just do what they want. They're going to and make their money and just have bigger fermenters, I guess. I don't.
Well, the best, I guess, and the worst case scenario is they really are friends and they're like, yeah, it's either this or we close our doors.
Yeah.
And Green Flash is like, no, we'll help you out. We'll take care of this.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
that's
make sure
what happened.
Alpine survives, which is my hope for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just wanted to see something, a legacy survive. That,
yeah.
I mean, like you said, you can't buy that. How many years did it take them to build that?
Mm-hmm.
And just to be gone? Because that is one of my favorite IPAs, which the only one I've ever had. Well, did we have it? We did have it on the show, huh?
Yep. We had the Duet and the Nelson.
But I had the Super IPA collab with New Belgium, which was awesome.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Awesome. That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, before the show?
It was.
2 years. My... 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
To what?
We've had 2 years of podcasting about beer.
Hey, yay. You're welcome, everybody.
We're going to talk about what we're doing for that later. So,
yeah.
Stay pod tuned. That.
Yes, once upon a time there was pre-craft beering, pre-podcast craft beering.
Yeah, well, it's weird to think of that now, but
it is.
So yeah, we support it like it matters, but
like it matters.
We support the Green Flash buying Alpine. If it means Alpine's beer stays the same, and there's going to be more of it. How can you lose that as far as us consumers go, anyway.
Ooh, maybe Firestone secretly bought Russian River. That's why they're brewing it.
Starting a rumor now.
Yeah.
Starting a rumor now. Firestone's going to buy Russian River.
Firestone, you heard it here first.
Green Flash buys Alpine. Firestone buys Russian River.
Nixtradamus.
Speaking of all this kind of interesting stuff, it seems a lot of the people we talk to always, you know, wanted to be involved in industry. Matt's involved in the industry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What about you? Would you ever want to be involved in the industry, or you just like drinking beer? You don't want to.
Yes,
you don't want
a professional beer drinker a job.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with it like work for beer.
If I had $1 million, you know what I'd do?
You know what I'd do? Two beers at the same time.
Besides two beers at the same time, I think, well, this would be cool as a full-time job. Getting to go to every festival and talk to every cool brewer out there and every new brewer out there.
I couldn't even.
I would want to find every cool small brewery on the West Coast. And I love patios. So I would love to be a patio reviewer.
I'm just going to hang on the patio and wait view
until I find out the perfect patio.
The perfect patio.
The perfect patio. You know, not too sunny, but not too cold.
Yep, 70s.
And if it's raining, you have cover.
Yep.
And or a nice one of my favorite patios was on the East Coast in D.C. It was this old British pub, and the windows opened up. So you're inside in a booth, but it looked like you're outside. Felt like you're outside. That was pretty sweet. But I think recipe development would be cool, like developing new flavor beers.
Yeah.
I was trying to imagine what I would brew if I were a brewer.
Yeah.
Was anywhere near the answer you were looking for?
Exactly.
You're looking at me funny.
No, I was not.
So that's where I would want to be in the industry. Either because I did try the blog thing at one time, and that was okay.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's there. We can still start.
We need to start a separate website from the audio. So
I think it was too local. I think that was my problem, and we just don't have enough local to support a full blog. And events. I just could never make it to events, so it was a sad blog at that. More beer. Beer is always the goal, though. That's always where you want to go with this, is beer.
Beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
It's Australian for beer.
What is your
hopes and dreams and aspirations? There's only two of us, man.
I know. I felt myself trailing. I'm like, what the hell am I trailing for? I could talk for this for hours.
Yeah, right? There's nobody that's here to wait and have their discussion.
Oh.
So what I wanted to change a little bit. The show set up, and we always do being caught drinking, but I kind of wanted it the fold. I wanted to change it a little bit and just kind of fold it into our usual openings culture segment. And so there'll be another little segment I want to do a little bit later. But what have you been doing this past week? Beer drinking wise, you gone anywhere? You've had anything interesting? What have you been caught drinking? But
been beer doing?
What have you been doing?
Yeah,
we're trying to work it out here. We're on air working out the new segment here.
So I've been on a I kind of have a problem.
Uh oh.
You were talking about how barrel aged narwhal is everywhere.
Yep.
And I was like, man, this is my opportunity. Like, it's here in Fresno, and it keeps showing up. Like, I think I've seen two rounds of narwhal show up, and I'm kind of weirded out and surprised that it's not all gone already. Yeah. But so I'm like, dude, this is my chance. So I've been buying quite a bit of narwhal, and I've been scouting different shops that have it. So I've got a narwhal collection going. Uh-oh. And the guy at the register says, oh, so you like narwhal? I was like, well, yeah, I guess so. And I tried to explain it to him, and he was just like, I'm just a checker, man. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he like started a conversation he didn't know how to finish.
And he even kind of threw it in. He's like, oh, maybe I should check that out. Like, he threw me a bone. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm holding up this line of people.
Yeah. It's like when you... I could speak a tiny bit of Spanish, so I'm always afraid to start it, because once you like start it,
you'll get to that threshold.
And then they're like, oh, he can speak Spanish. So then they just go.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, whoa, what happened? Whoa. I don't know where you're at. Yeah. So that's what happened with the checker. He's like, oh, like the narwhal, huh? Not even knowing what the hell he's saying. And you're like, yeah, well, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, man, I don't know what the hell you're fucking talking about.
Yeah, he's like, I picked out the largest letters on this label. That's why, my extent of knowledge on this beer. Oh,
whoa. We got that cracking. Was weird. That gave me nothing. No shh at all.
Except for a bottle cap.
Yeah, it was like it was opened already.
Oh, that was almost...
What hazard. I just opened, Evil Twin Brewing's Molotov Cocktail, an Imperial IPA.
The one beer you think would explode.
Yeah.
When you opened it.
13%. Oh, this bottle might have been compromised. I got no carbonation pop there, so
we have some bad red rope licorice. Stay away.
So this is a strong ass IPA. Ooh. Coming out
not
pretty
the color I thought.
Yeah, it's coming out pretty thin color wise. Yeah.
Floaties.
Hard time looking through it.
Here's something. A sea monkey beer. Why is there not a sea monkey beer yet? Yeah, you remember? Come on, Mikey. You remember the comic
books?
Yeah, I remember
Sea Monkeys. Yeah, back of the comic book, you can order sea monkeys.
Why is there not a sea monkey beer?
I don't know. You mean like flavor-wise or just called, like using the name?
That would require someone knowing what sea monkeys tasted like.
They're like, sea monkey, yeah, I can taste
sea
it.
Sea monkeys.
I'm getting some sea monkeys.
Because they were invisible anyway, right? Wasn't that the ploy that you just got a bag
of
water?
I don't know. Like, I always was curious. Like, I never did actually order some sea monkeys.
It wasn't just jizz in a bag.
Oh, my God. This tastes weird. This smells weird. I haven't tasted it yet. Yeah. I think this is bad, isn't it?
No, it's not bad.
It smells really strange.
Yeah, there's zero carbonation in there.
Oh. Oh, man.
Maybe it is bad. It's getting metally, huh? Coppery.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my God. That tastes like something's wrong taste.
Well, if the bearded brewer cursed a bottle, I'm glad it was that one. Not my coffee brown. Mm. Coffee brown.
Oh, that's weird. That's scary. The smell is like something rancid.
Here you go, listener. Rancid.
Oh, no. That's like wet clothes.
I thought you were going to say wet urine, but yeah. Like, is there dry urine?
Like wet wool clothing.
Yeah, there's no carbonation in that.
Mm-mm.
This has been...
I think that bottle got compromised somehow. Now I'm drinking bottled water. That's
better.
That's what happened there.
Wow. Flush the system.
Well, so, that was bad.
Wow.
I'm rattled now.
Was that a Guns N' Roses, huh? Molotov cocktail.
I want to lick your spleen.
I don't think that's what he says, but
I don't think he said that ever.
Yeah,
probably did. In bed,
yeah,
with his groupies.
Hey baby,
I'm gonna lick your spleen.
Hey baby,
you know where you are.
My name's Bert.
You're in my bedroom, baby.
You're gonna cry.
In the bedroom.
Now, in the bedroom.
Well,
tangent.
Metal tangent.
Well, so,
Guns N' Roses is not metal. Guns N' Roses metal?
Hair metal.
Hair metal?
Aren't they hair metal?
Is hair metal metal?
Hair metal.
Guns N' Roses isn't hair metal.
Motley Crue? No. Rat and roll, baby.
Yeah. They're quality hair metal. Oh, man, I think that I'm worried about that beer. I need another beer to wash down that beer.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Another evil twin.
Let's flush an evil twin with an evil twin.
But this next beer, collab, though, with Rustic Ales.
Oh. So you've heard of them.
Yeah. I love them.
Just kidding. Mikey goes there all the time.
Santanderius. Rustic Ales, south of Santa Cruz.
I think Mikey plans his vacations around having to go to Santa Cruz.
Luckily, I have a friend that lives there, so.
Oh, darn, going to Santa Cruz again.
Well, one of my best friends live there, so.
Gotta go to Sarah.
I told the story on the show, like, pissed me off one day. It was like, they literally didn't have...
Oh, yeah, the no growlers.
They had no growlers. Ooh, for me to buy.
Much better.
They're out of growlers. And I was like, how do you get out of growlers?
How?
I understand being out of beer, but how are you out of a growler?
You son of a bitch.
It's not a perishable item. You can order as many growlers as you can order.
Yeah.
You know, well, just saying. I hope whoever orders the growlers is fired.
Yeah.
It's probably the owner.
This will never happen again.
So this is not a style I'm enjoy, but damn it, It's a Santanderius rustic ale bottle, sort of. It's a collab. So it's like, damn it, forget sort it. Of. Joey Pepper.
I think Belgian
blonde, 7%.
Ooh, nice, nice.
It's brewed with spice. Just malt beverage brewed with spices.
What else all do you need to know? I mean, really, no.
Come on.
It's beer. Shut up.
Shut up and drink it.
Shut up and drink it. Jerk face.
Yeah, it's like a...
Hey, the jerk store called. They're all out.
Saison. Seinfeld reference. Hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Not impressed?
Well, I mean, it's just the style is just not... Certainly not something I enjoy, but it's good. It's good for whatever.
It's a little too sweet, I think. Mm-hmm. I think if this was... It's the sweetness is making it like a dry white wine. If that's even a thing. I'm not a wino, but...
Sure.
Sure. That's what she said.
So...
Go ahead. No. I think if it wasn't as sweet, I think if it was more rye-y, dry and rye-y, I think it'd be good.
Needs to be drier.
But then again, I'm crazy, so don't listen
crazy
to me.
Am.
This would probably be good with a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, there you go. Nick says for Thanksgiving, get a Joey Pepper.
Joey Pepper.
Bring it to Thanksgiving.
I can see this with some turkey and gravy.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. Thanksgiving is a big opportunity to try and get somebody to try and...
Tis the season of corruption.
Tis the season to get pull somebody over to the craft side.
I love it because you have that neat little circle of those of you who are already into it, and you always have one relative wander over and go, oh, hey, what are you guys doing?
Drinking. You want a drink?
And one guy has a glass and goes, here. And they go, what is it? And they go, here.
Just drink it.
Just drink it. No explanation.
Yep. You might like it.
You might like it.
But yeah, you got to carefully pick, though.
Yes, because...
Can't go crazy.
That's also the time of year when you end up with a Rebel IPA in your glass.
Somebody's like, hey, I know you like craft beer. Here you go. You son of a bitch, you get out of my house.
Ruin my streak.
Rebel IPA. You just had a Rebel IPA.
Oh, that's not bad. What is it? Oh, I got this at Save Mart. It's a Rebel IPA.
You're like, no!
You like throw your glass down, knock the bottle out of his hand.
Everyone like just running around the whole room, just knocking everyone's glass around. Everyone stop! Stop what you're doing!
Sons of bitches!
No! Rebel IPA is out! Let's loose!
Not on my watch.
Never. Everybody leave!
Everybody out.
Out! What's going on? Get the fuck out! What happened? What happened? Johnny brought over Rebel IPA. Oh!
Merry Christmas! Holy shit!
Go fuck yourselves! I'll see you Christmas! But go fuck yourself!
Fuck you, Donnie.
So, some beers that I've been having, drinking, I've been caught drinking.
Oh.
What I've been doing in the past week. We've been quiet, and producer Becky's been down and out with the sickness for a few weeks. So we haven't been doing much, but on Dorktown, which
Dorktown.
You're listening to this, the new Dorktown will be out in a couple days after this is out. But we had a Bell's got his Pliny connection, and he brought over Pliny's.
Oh, damn.
I had Pliny's.
Wait, there was an S on the end of that.
Yep, Pliny's. Lots of Pliny's.
I know. I got the message, and I'm sitting there. I'm going, yeah, is there any way I could get over there now?
It was late. It was late.
And I'm looking. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make it. Sons of bitches.
I only do that to Nick because he's a block away. So I'm like, I can't not tell him I'm a block away with Pliny's.
Oh,
even though
guy.
It's 9 o'clock at night. It's like.
What a guy.
So.
I was. I was deep into my growler of DDH Citrus Amarillo blend.
Oh, the Citrus Amarillo one.
Yeah, the one they submitted to GABF.
Oh, did they? That's the one they submitted, huh?
Yeah, I was talking to the bearded brewer. He said that this round, the double dry hopping, and this one was a Citrus Amarillo blend.
And
I think I've said that.
So, yeah, I wonder, is that...
It's different.
If you submit something, does that mean it's just it's in and they tried it? It just didn't make the top five or whatever.
Yeah, it got to finals, and then I think it just... I don't think they knew where to put it exactly because it's not an Imperial.
That's what she said.
Nice. Excellent. 2 points. Yeah, I guess that's the trouble with that beer is it's a double dry hop. Mm-hmm. But it's just a single IPA still, so they don't know where to put it. Which one did they get somewhere? I think Rush Hour they actually got somewhere with. They made it to finals.
Okay. Yeah, I would see that for Rush Hour for sure.
Yeah.
You got to see the Bearded Brewer.
Got to see the Bearded Brewer. Oh, I tried the Ed's Red. That was another beer.
Okay. Yeah, I tried that. Too.
And I'm sad. As soon as I tried it, I was like, yeah, this needs pizza. It's not, it's really light bodied.
Yeah, it's real light.
Really easy drinking. Very, very red.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, you're right. It's a, yeah, I mean, that's what it's made for. It's a beer that's made to have some food with it.
Yeah. I would almost say you need like a spicy pizza to go with this one.
Yeah, it's hard to sit, it's not a beer to just sit back and relax with a beer. With the edge,
yeah, right? I couldn't see myself going home with a growler of that.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, definitely. I want to try it, pair it with pizza now.
Yeah, I think
because I had it, I brought home a growler of it,
sucker,
and it was just like, yeah, I mean, this is good beer, but it's like, I need something.
Yeah,
I need pizza. Me and it's pizza, in fact.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, Pliny's.
Pliny's.
And I, we also, on that Dark Town, we had the beer that beat out Pliny.
What?
That was for GABF. I think Pliny was number 3 and Hop 15 Ale.
Really? From Port?
Bite was Port. Number 2. So, and we had had this, I think, like a couple years ago.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
The show.
We had it early
I had
on.
No memory of it.
Okay.
I'm just like, which usually isn't a good thing. So I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't remember it. I don't know how it beats out Pliny, and I don't remember it. And so we had it, and it does not beat out Pliny. I'm sorry. It is, but I get why, because of the East Coast people.
Oh.
It is a malty IPA.
Right.
It's something you're not used to from Port or from any California brewer yeah. making an IPA.
So it fit the judges' profile.
So
more.
I get the like across the country.
Yeah.
If you're getting judges from across the country, they would go for that more. But somebody from California, no.
They're like, no way, man.
That is not. I would not order hop.
Thanks
15.
For the ale. Now can I have an IPA?
Yeah. Can I have an IPA now? Can they give me hops, please?
Please. I said, please, goddammit.
So there. Don't. If you're a California IPA lover, Hop 15 is not really for you, even though it's a California. It's made in IPA. But.
Well, Port, that was probably developed a long time ago, too. They were one of the first brewers out there.
Uh-huh.
So who knows how long ago. That was probably West Coast before it was West Coast.
This is true. So we have voicemails, voicemail line 559-492-0542. This is something that we need. We need your content. We need to hear from you about beer.
Beer.
And what you're drinking, a cool bar and crappier bar in your town, something about the show. So it doesn't matter. Something in craft beer news.
It reminds me, I have an email. Is that like a voicemail?
Yep. We like to hear from you. We like email too, but voicemails are the best because we get to play it for everybody instead of just repeating your voicemail. So 559-492-0542. Put it in your freaking contacts and then call us when you're drunk.
Call us.
I always say in Dorktown, and say it here too. It's like, it's better than calling some ex. You know, you get drunk and you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to call my ex.
I'm calling her.
Just calling her. Just call us. Yeah, and then it'll get out of your system. Just tell us how much you love us and you want us back. And then, like, afterwards, you'll be like, what did I just do?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Nope.
I'm driving again.
What?
I was just starting to listen to the latest episode with Jake from State Farm and Justin the Homebrewers, and I came up with a cool idea.
Uh-oh.
How is that if we make a... You make... Well, actually, I'm thinking of doing it myself. Whether you want to do it or not, I'm making a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, of your guest she has and their beer street.
Yes.
And we're going to see how many people started with what kind of beer. Like, their gateway beer was Sierra Nevada Pale, like mine was Anchor Porter, and we'll see how many of those, you know, those types of people that just started out their first beer as a craft beer, too.
Dicks.
It'll be a really cool spreadsheet. At first, I was going to call in and suggest that you guys do it, but you know what? Whether or not you do it, I'm doing it. And I'll email it to you when it's done.
Yes.
And it'll be like an ongoing thing. Every new guest you have, we update it and stuff. It's
Google Docs.
Very good. You know, what better than you have to do while I'm waiting for my beer to ferment, right? Keep it going, guys. Easy.
Scotty B. Hey, Scotty B.
Reporting live.
If you want to do that, Scotty, you got to go through 69 episodes to try and put spreadsheet that. Oh, yeah. We don't have a guest every time, so it wouldn't be 69 episodes, but wow, that would be a lot. So, I couldn't do it.
I did start that.
You did?
Yeah, but I stopped a long time ago.
Well, see, now you got to collaborate with Scotty B.
He's on to something.
Like, how far did you get?
I think I didn't get past episode 40, so it's been a while.
Hey, well, hey.
I mean,
that's a good start for Scotty B.
Yeah.
Just share a Google Doc with Scotty.
We'll start a Google Doc.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com.
But yes, that is something I've been curious about. How many and where and... You know, when
I love that. I'm a stats guy, so I'm surprised I haven't thought of that.
There we go. That's Scotty good. B. We'll be talking.
Good job, Scotty B. That was our only voicemail, but Scotty B came through.
We did get an email. Are you ready for this?
Oh, all right.
We're going to go into live report from Bakersfield, California.
Yes.
So I'm kind of let down that I didn't know about this until the day it was happening. I don't know if you heard about this, Mikey, which you can't answer because you're not at your mic right now anyway. There was, in Bakersfield, a bacon and beer festival.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell, man?
Oh, yeah.
Why nobody tell me about these? So, I saw these photos rolling in, and I was like, what the hell? What's Stramer Park? I've never even heard of this in Bakersfield. It was last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what it was. It was all bacon and all beer.
Man.
And Jason from Bakersfield, Jason Perkins, he's a fellow listener and beer advocate himself. He's trying to support the industry anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what he's up to these days. I'll have to get in touch with him about that, but... He sent me a nice little write-up on his favorites and unfavorites of the festival. And I'm really looking forward to going to this next year. And Tioga was down there.
Oh.
Thanks to those guys for not mentioning
Tioga.
But he said positive points. Bacon, duh.
Duh.
I was like, oh, bacon. Come on, man. How do you not have bacon at a beer festival?
Jake from State Farm mentioned that. Mentioned it. He was going. I think it was off air last week.
Oh.
He mentioned that he was going to that. I think he was helping out or something.
Okay.
So that was the only mention I even knew about it.
I wonder if he was pouring or what he was doing.
Yeah, I think so.
He said there's a lot of beer vendors though, which was good. You know,
right?
That seems to be lacking at beer festivals, and even though that's what they're about. I guess Suds was kind of lacking in the beer department this year.
Okay.
He said it wasn't super crowded, wasn't oversold, you know, made it manageable to get around and get different beers. No limit on tastings. So once you bought your ticket and your glass, you had unlimited tastings. Because there wasn't a big crowd, getting food and beer wasn't very hard to do. They gave out pint glasses, which Suds used to do, and Suds this year went back to tasters.
Okay.
Instead of full pint glasses with the line on them that say 3 ounces. Mm-hmm.
But this year Suds was unlimited, right? Like, it wasn't tickets.
It's been unlimited for a couple years now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, since they moved it to the mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before it was tickets and it was really annoying.
Right, but the price also went up. It used to be like $20, now it's $40. So that's where they made up the difference. They just went ahead and sold you the extra you were drinking.
Guess what?
Anyway.
You're getting extra tickets.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
They had sporting events. They had volleyball, giant Jenga, cornhole. And so I guess what he's getting at is everything was put together really well, including the beers that they had out there. And he was surprised at Tioga's selection. He says they were the hit of the show with their cake, which
I think
was a Rush Hour spinoff. Mm-hmm. They vanillaed Rush Hour or something, made it taste like cake.
Yeah.
Maybe it's sugar pie. I can't remember which one it was. And then they had a maple bacon.
Maple bacon.
Yeah, maple bacon brown ale. So I remember the Bearded Brewers teasing us with the brown ale. Or that's where it went. It went to this festival. Yeah.
We get nothing.
We get nothing.
Nothing.
He said the only downside was there wasn't enough bacon, even though it was a bacon festival. Some of the facilities weren't there. Not a lot of trash cans and bathrooms, which is something you don't really think about until you actually need one.
Yeah.
Either one, a trash can or a bathroom. Both can be disastrous to your event. There was a margarita booth.
Whoa.
In plastic cups.
For the ladies.
For the ladies. And, which is common at festivals, you have volunteers help pour, especially in valley cities where breweries aren't common. A lot of times they'll phone it in. They'll send their beer to distributor.
Yeah,
and the distributor will hire.
Just let somebody else pour.
Yeah, I'm volunteers. So just not a lot of knowledge at the festival. But overall.
Yeah, it does suck when you're at a festival and you like ask the person, you're like, oh, you know, what's it, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I don't know, man. I'm just poor.
Yeah. Would you want it or not?
you want the beer or not? I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, he said he was thoroughly surprised with Tioga's selections and the whole festival was really cool. And overall, a good event. I really wish we could have made that one. I'm hoping to go next year.
I did see
Jason
some pictures that
us, right
that,
up on
that day of, and it looked really cool. Next time,
next time, Gadget. Next time.
All right, one more beer before we go, and we have to decide. I made a decision for you.
Really now? Yikes.
Which do you want to open?
Big and bigger. Holy hell balls.
I've got I've been aging from Ninkasi. Imperial. Or this Deschuze de Burgundgon.
Deschuze.
That you brought.
I did bring
product
that.
Product of Belgium.
Wow, I'm really
You've
surprised
gotta make
you
the call.
Brought a stout.
Got to make the call. I've been aging that. That's back there in my aging area.
In the aging area.
Yeah, the fridge.
I wish I had an aging area.
Yeah, you need to get an aging
Sounds
area,
delightful.
Bro.
You don't age, bro?
So you decide that, and I want to have a beer reco. Past week, just been drinking, and one I recommend maybe people try if they haven't is the Epic IPA from Mammoth.
Oh.
And it's not a typical West Coast IPA, but it's a strong good or not. It's a good IPA. I think they put in something. There's something different they put in there than the normal IPA, but it still comes out nice. And we've had it here on the show a while back, but Mammoth Brewing is something you can get in SoCal and Fresno pretty readily. Mammoth is like the on the eastern side of the Sierras here. For those that don't know the Fresno geography, it's like a pain in the ass to get to from here. But if there was just a straight line, it's like it would be like a 45-minute drive from Fresno. But since it's on the other side of the Sierras, it's a 5-hour drive because you're going through the Sierras. And there's only one way to go through if you want to go straight through, and that's Tioga Pass, and that's only open in the summer. And the other way is to go down south of Bakersfield and come back around the other side of the Sierras. So, sort of a local brewer, but sort of not a local brewer. Vaughn's, it's cool because Vaughn's is a, I know which one you've opened now.
It's all over.
The Belgian beer. The cork. It was a corker.
It was a corker.
But luckily, Vaughn's, the grocery store Vaughn's is prevalent in Mammoth, and so they got a few left here in Fresno. So they carry a lot of the Mammoth stuff at Vaughn's.
They're holding on, huh?
So if you want to get Mammoth stuff in Fresno, go to Vaughn's, which is Safeway, essentially. Safeway owns Vaughn's.
Oh, okay. I knew it was one of those two. I couldn't remember who bought who.
Yeah, Safeway bought Vaughn's years ago.
But yeah.
As a former Vaughn's employee, I know all of these things. So is there any beer you would recommend to a listener? To the listener you've been having in the past week?
Yeah, I would recommend... what the heck is going on here? if you haven't tried it yet, it's been out for 2.5 weeks now. Sierra Nevada's Northern Hemisphere Harvest.
Oh, yeah.
It's this year they put it into a series. They did a 5-part series of fresh hop beers. And the Northern Hemisphere Harvest is a wet hop, fresh hop beer. And I think it's either four out of five or 5 out of 5. It might be the last one in the series. But anyway, this year's edition, the Northern Hemisphere edition comes right from Sierra Nevada's fields.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the estate ale does. And maybe that's still true. I don't know if that's true for this year's or not. But they use hops from the Northern Hemisphere, hence the name. And it's really good this year. Really, really good. Really, really wet, heavy, rich IPA. Not bitter, though. Rich. If you're looking for bitter, this is not where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know, the wet hops give you a lot of flavor, but not a lot of bitterness.
Okay.
I would definitely recommend that one. It's pretty available right now.
Nice. So, have you had this yet? We've got the...
I have not.
The Chuse.
This has been
at
Costco
go.
For a while.
So, what is this? You got this from Costco?
Ooh, I got this from Costco.
Just like, this would be fun to be on the show.
Yeah, it was the only thing that was different right now. I think what Costco's doing, and they typically do around the holidays, is they beef up on their liquor.
Uh-huh.
During the spring and summer, they really buy a lot of beer. You know, you start seeing beer around Super Bowl time. And all the way through the summer, you see just a ton of beer. And so in the fall...
They back it down.
They back it down. After Oktoberfest, you start getting more liquor. They put out all their bourbons and vodkas and tequilas. And so this is the only really different thing I saw at Costco right now. So I figured I'd try it out.
Got a crazy aroma.
Mmm. Wow.
Wow. That is sweet.
That's a little turpentine-y.
Mmm. Man. I don't know. This is beer?
This is beer, apparently. This is very cider-like, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like a grape cider, I want to say, yeah. if that makes sense.
Oh, you mean wine?
Oh, wine?
Not where I thought it was going to be.
Wow.
But it won an award.
It's like a watered down grape cider. There you go.
Watered down.
Expert opinions from the perfect pour.
With alcohol.
Yep. If you had a modern Martinelli's with alcohol, this might be it.
Hmm.
This might be a good holiday beer.
Yeah.
You're saying the other one we had before was the Joey Pepper would be good for the holidays. This might be good. This one would be good to bring around. The ladies might like it.
Yeah, there you go.
The ladies.
Yeah, it's not quite sour, but it's not quite Belgian either.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where to place it. I'm confused. That's at Costco right now.
Costco,
the Blackstone one.
Yes.
Apparently the West Shawn one doesn't have the beer that the Blackstone one does.
And I don't get over to the Peach and Ashland one either. I don't know what that's like these days.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's Clovis. I don't go over
there. Clovis. Don't go over there. Don't do it.
So anything you're looking out for, Nick, looking out for the a collab beer.
Uh-oh.
The one we were seeing made, and now it's out there.
Yeah.
The Knee Deep, the Deep River.
Oh, Deep River.
Double IPA from Knee Deep and Kern River.
Yeah.
Our Kern River, Knee Deep, they collabed, did a double IPA. It's called Deep River. I need to have this.
Not a want, it's a need.
Yes. So hopefully that shows up around here somehow. We have a lot of Knee Deep.
Yes.
We don't. There's no Kern River.
Where's Randy Pearson?
Yeah, we need Randy. Him. Randy might need to get to Randy you. On the show. You can get us some Deep River.
Hey there, buddy.
Also, maybe the
what is this
one
also?
Of my greatest. Another beer I'm looking out for. One of my all-time favorites at the moment, even though I just had it once. Citraholic IPA release, bottle release, November 18th.
Oh, shit.
Beachwood Brewings, and even the Seal Beach.
Both locations.
Will have it. And I told you, never go to the Seal Beach one, because they don't have growlers, they don't have bottles. But for this, they will have a special release going to both the brewery in Long Beach and the barbecue place in Seal Beach.
You're eating those words, aren't you?
Yep. I just didn't time it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Citraholics. So, I'm just putting it out there in the universe. Would like
bottle?
Somehow that Citraholic come to us here in the Perfect Pour.
Yes.
Somehow get it up here.
I believe in putting it in the universe.
It comes out there November 18th. It's out. So somebody get that bottle to us. damn it. That's damn good.
Somehow.
I got Bell's all fired up to try and get that too. Oh. So everyone I talked to was like, hey, you got to try the Citraholic from Beachwood.
That's a good
sarsaparilla. Everyone likes IPA. That's a good sarsaparilla. Is there anything you're looking out for?
Yeah, right I got now? A couple. I've been perusing the social medias. Going by name alone here, have no idea. Rodney Dankerfield. Yeah.
Nice name.
How could you go wrong?
Gotta have it.
Beer by Cellar Maker. I've been seeing it around the social medias. I'm like, man, I gotta try that.
Cellar Maker?
Yeah.
I don't know that I know that brewer.
Oh. Oh, you don't know?
Maybe I do.
Cellar
don't
Maker?
Know.
I meant to look this up before. No.
Professional. 2 years of professional podcasting.
Coming your way. San Francisco. So, south of Market. Ooh, I used to hang out
you'd
there.
Think you, hey, you think you could find it.
Cellar Maker Brewing. Oh, God damn it, I can't remember what we've had. We've had a beer from them, and I can't
really
remember what it is. Yeah.
Huh.
But anyway, Cellar Maker is making one called Rodney Dankerfield. Damn. It's floating around out there. And then another one, I've never heard of this brewery before, Wiens Brewing, W-I-E-N-S, Wiens mm-hmm. Brewing, out of Temecula,
yeah,
which is, you know, north of San Diego.
North San Diego, South L.A.
So for the, if anybody's a Volkswagen nerd like me.
Nerd!
They make an IPA called the Type 3 IPA. Okay. You'll know exactly what Type 3 means if you're a Volkswagen guy.
I have no idea.
And yes, for the rest of
Volkswagen.
You.
And there's a Volkswagen parked behind you right now, but it's not the kind of
that's
Volkswagen.
That's not a Type 3, sir.
That excites Volkswagen.
That's like a
people.
Type 67. Yeah. Anyways, cool label. Totally another label, but I have no idea what the beer would taste like. The beer has some good reviews as a solid IPA.
So, yeah, you got to get that.
I got to get that.
And maybe Bill the fucking science guy can hook
that's
that
exactly who I thought of.
He's in Temecula.
He's in Temecula. Making Ale and Metal TV.
Ale and Metal TV. Check that out on YouTube. Ale and Metal TV.
They brew beer and listen to metal.
Metal. So, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
So, look, we're talking about we've been here for 2 years doing the Perfect Pour. So, Nick was
two whole years. Complete years.
Nick was like, we got to do something.
We got to do something.
So, we're going to be out at House of Pendragon for our 2-year anniversary. We're just going to be out there talking, you know, to Tommy from House of Pendragon.
Good old Tommy.
Yeah, we'll have Tommy back on. We're just going to be hanging out in there. I don't know if on the patio or inside. Talking about it's going to be on Sunday, November 16th. Now, I'm just saying this as that's what we'll be doing. It's not some event like, hey, we're going to be like up front and like everyone's just going to be watching this podcast. It's not going to be how it is, hopefully.
We're not going to be live calling the shots.
Yeah. But we're going to be hanging out at a table talking to Tommy. So if anyone listening to this, I mean, this comes out on the Friday, 2 days before we're going
to
be doing it. So
you got your schedule.
If you listen to this in the first 2 days this was released, then you have a shot if you want to go hang out Sunday night and hang out with us as we talk to Tommy. And if you want to get on, I think we'll have an extra mic or two sitting around.
Yeah, come live voicemail us.
So, yeah, live voicemail us. Just come in there, do a voicemail, and then leave.
And then leave.
Then step away. So, that's what we'll be doing.
Talking to you, Scotty.
It's not some official event. That just we're just telling you how, if you want to stalk us, we're making it easy for you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't worry about it. Listen to the show. The next one will be with Tommy. Hopefully, things go well. And we'll be actual live, will be at a place. So it won't sound, it will sound weird.
And horrible.
And probably horrible. But it's all right. Because
everything's going to go
wrong. We're in a live functioning tap room doing a podcast. We have not done that. So have we?
We've done live remotes from
festivals.
We've
done remotes. Yeah, we've done remote segments. But we haven't like done a whole show.
Never done a whole show.
From outside the studio.
No.
So that's what we'll be doing. So you got any cheers, Nick?
Cheers again to Jason for sending us info on the Beer and Bacon Festival. We had a slew of followers on Instagram, so cheers to all the new followers. Thanks to Mikey for hooking it up. Some I noticed on the Instagrams, jamie.good.75. I was like, oh, okay, that's an interesting name. And then his subtitle is James's Hop Hole. I was like, oh, well.
Sounds sexual.
All right, then. And on Untaps, new follower, Woobrick. Woobrick.
All right.
Which I thought was wood brick. And I was like, what the hell is a wooden brick?
I like that,
though.
How
do you make a wood brick? But this is just Woobrick. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. Cheers.
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 Cheers to that bearded guy. Uh-oh. That bearded beer guy. Because it was just similar to the bearded brewer.
Yeah.
So anytime I see a bearded name in craft beer now, I'm like, oh. So that bearded beer guy, cheers to him. Beardy Leroy.
Cheers yes, to yes.
Beardy. Tweeting us on the Twitters.
On the Twitters.
There's an epic beer that looks like Nick should be having. Should be on your...
Looking out for.
What was it he was saying?
Yes, what was it?
I'll find it here in a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something from Emic. Cheers to International Podcast Day.
Nice.
They tweeted some stuff for us. International Podcast Day. It was National Podcast Day just recently, and this is the same people, and so they changed it to International Podcast Day, which happens in September. But so cheers to them, because they did actually interact with us on Twitter at Perfect Pour Pod. Wow. On Twitter. Cheers to Personal Arrogance, Jesse. We had Jesse from Lovecraft Brewing Personal Arrogance on a few episodes ago. So how's
he doing? Is he brewing yet?
He hasn't given an update on he's been picking out equipment and stuff, ordering equipment because his Kickstarter to get go through.
Nice.
Jesse was on talking about that. But the Personal Arrogance, the podcast, they're done. They stopped podcasting.
I wondered what happened.
Their last episode is this week.
Yeah, I didn't get any updates from them, and I'm like, I started listening. Where?
So now their last show is this week. I put in a voicemail for them, so nice. Hopefully it gets played on there. So you might check that out. But so cheers to Personal Arrogance. They're no more podcasting. Got breweries. He's got a brewery now. He can't
a brewery and a
time
baby.
To podcast. Brewing a baby, no time for podcasts.
No time.
So cheers and cheers to you for talking about the perfect pour. Word of mouth even with all the social media out there, word of mouth still trumps everything.
It's the best way.
So if you got anyone that listens to the podcast, tell them about the perfect pour. If you got anyone that could possibly listen to podcasts and they're into craft beer, tell them about the perfect pour. And maybe one day we could do it for professionally.
For you.
For you.
We do it for you.
We do it for you. 4 days a week. I can envision a 4 day a week
perfect pour. I could too. That is part of the dream.
I wouldn't be able to work.
Yes.
That would be my work. So one day. So thank you everyone for listening to the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPodcast.com. You want to check out all the links you need to. So, I'm trying to look for beer. What beer do you want? It was a Big Bad Baptist is what Beardy was talking about from Epic Brewing in Utah. Big Bad Baptist. Something. And I asked him how it was, and he said 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. We got to find that.
We don't get enough Epic Brewing out of
you. Yep.
Epic Brewing out of New Zealand.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Whole Foods has a New Zealand one.
Yeah.
But then I think Whole Foods has, it seems like they have both, the Utah one and the whole, I don't know.
Oh, I'll have to look closely next time.
I've seen them both, but I don't know where the Utah one has come from. But
the last time I saw it was Epic was in Long Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was when one of you guys brought it in. I don't know. But we've had both. So there you go. That was the perfect pour, episode 70. Thanks, dudes.
Thanks. Big cheers.
Enjoy your beer. Be safe.
Cheers
we'll
to you.
We'll see you next week. House of Pendragon.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Now.